We've all seen them, a blight on the landscape, hanging from a city tree or blowing across an otherwise untouched desert or trashing the local scenic beauty spot. The plastic bag is a menace from the modern age. Ireland, a country known for its scenic beauty, has decided to tax the plastic bag nearly out of existence and raise millions for the environment in the bargain. Tony Lowes, director of Friends of the Irish Environment, says it's worked like a charm.
We've done it by bringing in a levy of 15 cents on every bag to be paid at the actual point where the shopper is taking away his purchases. So if you're going to reach for that bag, you're going to pay 15 cents.
Now, that doesn't seem like a lot of money, 15 cents per bag.
It's not a lot of money, but of course, people use more than one bag. And they also began to look at these bags and wonder exactly what they were spending their money on when they could buy a reusable bag for not that much more than the 15 cents.
Mm-hmm. How many fewer bags are you using?
We have the figures for the first 3 months in, so we can have a look at those. Now, at 1.2 billion bags a year, we would have expected to have taxed 300 million bags. But in fact, we only taxed 23 million bags. That is less than 10% of what we were using before.
So this has, in the last 5 months that you've had this plan in place, it's really cut down on...
It's extraordinary. You can see it on the streets. You can see it in the countryside. You can see it in the streets because people don't walk down streets dragging these plastic bags all around them. And they don't end up around lampposts and in fences. They were calling the plastic bag the Irish national flag. There were so many of these things around.
And what do people bring in place of the plastic bags that were handed out with groceries? Do they bring a nice cloth shopping bag?
They bring nice shopping bags. They can buy nice shopping bags in some of the shops with long, strong handles. They use boxes. They find all kinds of ways, and it doesn't seem to be all that difficult.
Now, Mr. Lowes, Ireland is a small country of less than 4 million people. Do you think that this could be applied to a bigger place like the United Kingdom or possibly America?
There's certainly been a lot of inquiries about it, particularly from the United Kingdom and I think from New York as well. I wonder if it couldn't be applied successfully. But as I say, the first step would be widespread consultation, and the next step would be widespread publicity. And without those, I just don't think it would work. But if you can catch people's imagination, you can change the world.
Thank you very much for speaking with us.
A pleasure.
Tony Lowes is the director of Friends of the Irish Environment.